In Northwest News on KPLU, it was a big ask on a tight timeline, a stunning $7 million to save this public radio station. And today, more than a month ahead of schedule, that goal has been reached. KPLU's Monica Spain reports.
The money to save KPLU came in fits and starts. Listeners passed the hat at house parties, turned out for live music events, or simply wrote checks. The entire campaign, which was led by a community group called Friends of 88.5, seemed to break all the rules of Fundraising 101. KPLU General Manager Joey Cohn says it was designed, launched, and completed in 4.5 months.
It's unprecedented. I mean, we've been saying we have made public radio history, and we really have. To raise $7 million in 4.5 months, that's never been done.
The next step is for the community group to sit down at the negotiating table with Pacific Lutheran University. Donna Gibbs is PLU's Vice President of Communications. She says she doesn't see any reason the effort won't prevail.
We're ready and willing to negotiate specific details in advance of the June 30 deadline.
Once a deal is reached, the community group can file with the Federal Communications Commission to transfer the license. That process can take up to 90 days. Monica Spain, KPLU News.
KPLU has hired an independent editor to oversee coverage of this story.